Wirex joins Visa's Agentic Ready program for AI agent payments. Wirex said on June 9th that it has joined Visa's Agentic Ready program, a framework Visa built for payments that an AI agent starts on a user's behalf rather than a person tapping a card. In a post on X, the crypto card issuer described the work as exploratory, building secure, scalable, agent-initiated payments with clear consent and customer oversight. No fee, card tier, or country availability changed with the announcement. A spot inside Visa's agent payment framework. Visa launched its Agentic Suite earlier this year to handle a problem the card networks see coming. Software agents that book travel, reorder supplies, or pay subscriptions without a human entering card details each time. The Agentic Ready label marks issuers and partners building toward that model. Wirex joining it is a statement of direction, not a feature that lands in the app this week. The two pieces Wirex named are consent and oversight. Under the framework, an agent does not get open-ended access to a card. The user sets the permission, and the transaction carries a record that ties it back to that consent. For a Visa network card like Wirex's, that wiring has to sit on top of the existing authorization rails, which is why the company is framing this as work in progress rather than a finished product. Nothing changes for cardholders today. Nothing about how the Wirex card works today changes. The same funding, the same rewards, the same regions. An agent spending from your balance is not a setting. Any Wirex user can flip right now. The announcement is best read as a placeholder. Wirex wants to be on Visa's list when agent payments move from pilot to product. That distinction matters because agent-initiated spending raises questions ordinary card payments do not. If an agent overpays, buys the wrong thing, or gets compromised, the consent record and the oversight controls are what decide who is liable and how fast a charge can be stopped. Crypto cards add a wrinkle here. When the balance is custodial, the provider holds the funds an agent would draw on, so the same counterparty risk that applies to any custodial card applies to agent spending too. The framework is meant to keep a human in the loop, but the details of how that loop works will decide whether it is useful or just another consent screen. A network bet, not a Wirex one. Wirex is one of several partners attaching themselves to Visa's agent push, and the heavier lifting sits with the network rather than any single issuer. Visa has been testing adjacent payment plumbing on multiple fronts, including private stablecoin settlement experiments with infrastructure partners. Agent payments are a separate track, but both point at the same question: how value moves when the party initiating a payment is not a person standing at a terminal. For now, the practical takeaway is small. Wirex cardholders do not need to do anything, and there is no new product to apply for. The signal is forward-looking. A crypto card vendor putting itself in position for a payment model that does not exist for consumers yet.